Bruce Lee talks.
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on November 11th, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Some new voices here, Bonnie.
Yes, there are.
We'll talk about that in a second. Tonight, Doug is actually on location, and he has some very, very exciting news for us. Right, Doug?
That is absolutely for sure positive.
Excellent. Later on tonight, more New England curiosities with Roxy Zwicker. Finally.
I'm so excited.
I know,
he's back.
I know. He's back. The man, remote viewing.
Remote viewing legend.
Yeah, remote viewing guru legend, Vance West returns. My God, 2 weeks in a row we're actually here.
I know.
Well, not really.
I am this week. I wasn't here last week.
I know. What the heck?
I was partying down with my mammy.
Yeah, I know. I heard you were just like really having like the... You guys were partying like it was 1957 over there.
We were celebrating my mom's 60th birthday and my parents' 41st anniversary.
It was also, I mentioned this last week, it was Amber Rose's grandparents' 51st anniversary.
Wow.
So that's a big congratulations to them.
Congratulations to everyone willing to put someone that long.
It seems like everything, especially in my family, happens in October as far as birthdays and anniversaries and stuff like that. And I'm like way out in February, so they always forget about me. And I did nothing for my birthday whatsoever.
Aw, that's sad. I've seen birthday cakes with you at your parents' house.
Ah, yeah. I'm just being dramatic and all that fun stuff.
I know.
Special guest in the studio tonight.
I know.
I have to mention.
Doug, you've changed a lot.
Yeah, Doug, you look a lot better now.
Yes.
Great.
You look so much better now. And see, I can just mute Doug because he can't say anything.
He can't comment on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Dougie.
Exactly. No, Christy Robinette's in the studio tonight. Welcome, Christy.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's a real pleasure. Doug has been traveling. Doug, you still there, dude?
Yes, I am here, and I'm very excited. I love what you've done with the studio. It looks so much better with Christy there.
Aw, thanks. I promise not to germify your microphone.
That's okay. I bring Lysol.
Okay.
Yeah. he's ridiculous. He comes in here and just like totally hazmats the whole studio every week before we start. But no, Doug, where are you at right now, Doug?
I am in the absolutely adorable little town of Mitchell, Indiana. And it is 86 miles from Indianapolis International Airport. I know this because I had to set my GPS from there. And so 86 miles away from Indianapolis Airport is the little town of Mitchell. It is home to a very, very beautiful house called the Whispers Estate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's interesting about the Whispers Estate is I had heard about this a couple of times. First, I heard about Whispers from Brett Pittman.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Pittman does HauntedIndiana.com magazine, and I talked with him about Whispers back at the picnic, the paranormal picnic in Avon, Indiana, the one Crossroads Paranormal Picnic.
Yeah, yeah.
And we talked about the whispers, and I thought, wow, that sounds very exciting. It sounds really, really good. Then, later on in the season, I had heard about the whispers again, this time from the one and only Keith Age.
Mm-hmm.
They had been, of course, whispers was one of the nighttime things that you could opt to do during the Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people came here after the, you know, for a nighttime thing at Mid-South. And Keith was very, very, very psyched about the Whispers Estate. And it turns out he had been here. It is one of the stories that's featured in the movie that's available now that the Booth Brothers did, Children of the Grey.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And Whispers Estate, most notably the ghost of Whispers Estate, her name is Rachel, she appears in the movie. Well, she doesn't appear physically, but they tell her story in the movie.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, when we had modified our end-of-the-year plans, Bonnie and I modified our end-of-the-year plans, I thought, I'm going to include Whispers Estate
in
my new end-of-the-year plan. So I come down here to Whispers Estate, and let me tell you, I've been ghost hunting for, 7 or 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
We're in our 6th year of broadcasting Ghostly Talk. I travel a lot. I've been in interesting situations. The last time I was to a bed and breakfast was in North Carolina with John Zaffis. And
yeah, that was like a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, wasn't it? Or was it last year?
Quite a while ago now. I think it was last year.
It feels like forever.
And that, of course, was fantastic. And I still haven't talked about that experience on the air yet because I do, not much, but I need to talk about that eventually, but we need to get John Zaffis on and talk about that.
Mm.
The events that happened here at the Whispers Estate last night, I have no comparison for. I can't give you a simile. I can't give you a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot impress upon you how this has completely changed my view of the paranormal.
All right, well I want to stop right there because I have a couple of administrative things we need to talk about, Doug. Is that cool with you?
Yes.
I know you're like, I know in your mind you're like, I want to kill you right now for cutting me off, Scott, but I got to do this. First thing I want to do, actually, is I have to, I think this is the first time I've ever done this in Ghostly Talk history. Doug, you'll remember. I'm going to do a retraction today.
I stunned him into silence.
Okay, I stunned him into silence. Yeah, he's like,
decided not to
Why are we retracted? What did we say?
It wasn't me. Like usual, I'm always the one screwing up. But last week we were talking about our trip to Chicago and stuff, right? And one of the things I said is that we visited the actual garage where the St. Valentine's Day massacre occurred. Total slip of the tongue on that. I don't know why I said that, because our buddy Mike from Chicago, who actually did the article on us down there, if you remember, Doug, emailed me and said, what are you talking about a garage? That garage is gone now. And I'm like, oh, man, I totally slipped on that one, huh? So I want to do an official retraction so I don't sound like a complete idiot and say that the St. Valentine's Day Massacre historical marker is outside of the park next to the Clark Bar, which is where we were at. That's where we actually visited. I stated that we saw the garage, which was torn down, and that was a complete slip of the tongue on that. So there's my official retraction.
Yay, Scott. Yay. That's really big of you.
Well, we usually just do it right on the spot, but I totally, you know, I didn't even realize it, and I got called out on it. I'm like, well, I got to fix this. I got to make this thing work. So there's my retraction for last week. Don't kill me. I'm not a complete idiot unless I am.
Just on occasion, and it happens to all of us.
Yeah,
does admit it. He does admit when he's wrong sometimes.
Yeah. What? What? But no, and also Christy, like I said, that's the reason Christy's here tonight, too, because, Doug, you're on location, and I always like to bring in special guests and stuff like that to fill the mic, more or less. So Christy was nice enough to take some time out of her very busy schedule and come down here and hang out with us, which I think it's going to be kind of an interesting night. You picked a good night to be here, Christy.
It's nice being on this side of the microphone than being interviewed. It's
isn't it fun?
It's less nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it is. Well, not for me.
I feel like there's no expectations here.
Well, Christy walked in here, and I remember you said this when
you
walked in.
Well, Christy, that's absolutely true. There's never any expectations.
There really aren't.
When Christy walked in here earlier, you got here like around 5 o'clock Eastern time, and I was just like back and forth, just running around, and she's like, God, you're like, are you all right?
Hello, yeah. I've seen you pre-show before.
This is what happens pre-show every single week. So I wish I was more relaxed, but this is just, I don't know. I just never relax during these things. I want everything to go perfect, and so far so good. But Doug, I'm going to turn this over to you now. What we've done actually before we do go to that, we were scheduled to have Brad Steger on from 6:30 to 7 p.m. tonight. And I'll tell the story. Can I tell the story about what happened today, Doug? Is that cool?
Please do, yeah.
I was wrapped up in the cocoon of the bed this morning, totally just like, oh, God, this is great. I'm just going to sleep all day long. Oh, this is wonderful. And the phone rings. Amber grabs it and throws it at me, and I'm like, oh, it's Doug. You know, okay, it's got to be something important because Doug's calling me.
Yeah, because Doug
that
never
happens.
Calls.
Yeah.
Ever.
Doug never calls unless it's something super duper important. So, you know, hello, what's going on? He's like, cancel everybody. And I'm like, what? What do you mean cancel everybody? So we talked, and apparently, I shouldn't even say apparently, I have a list of like 50,000 EVP files that you actually clipped out today to present on the show tonight, Doug.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
So what happened, though, is we did want to allot some more time for Doug tonight to talk about this. And I want to thank Brad Steger personally because I actually talked to him on the phone today, explained the situation to him, and said, we had this thing come up, and, you know, this is really important. Can we reschedule? And, of course, Brad was completely cool with that. He had no issues with that whatsoever. And, you know, I don't know what I'd do if I was in that situation. That's my point. But Brad was very cool about that. So I do want to thank Brad.
Yes.
Please
thank
go to,
you,
please,
Brad.
We're going to have him on a later date. Please, his website is BradAndSherry, SHERRY.com. Check out his website. Check out what he's got going on. We're going to have him on a later date, though. I just want to make sure I got that out there, everybody. Brad is really cool, and he was very cool about what we're going to do tonight. So, okay, Doug, I'm going to shut up now. It's all you.
When I embarked on this trip, I actually left a week ago, and I went for some R&R in Indianapolis, and I got to see my good friend Sean B., the Ghost Man of Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
Yeah,
of
we love him.
And who we do, we love him to death. And anyway, so what happens is we had planned to come down for some ghost hunting at the Whispers Estate. And he went last week and had come down here for Halloween and had met Jarrett, the owner, and there were some ghost hunters here, and they were all set up, and he got to do some good ghost hunting and everything like that. And he came back and he was glowing, practically literally glowing with praise about this house and the haunting here. And I thought, well, this is it. We have to go. It's, you know, we'll spend a weekend at the Whispers Estate and see what we get. But you know, even though I was excited, I thought, I mean, I've been conditioned. I think I have been conditioned over the years to expect, you know, pretty much what you've been getting. You might get a little tiny voice in a recording, help me, or you might get some fingerprints here and there, like I saw on the train wreck site bridge. Mm-hmm. You know, you might get these things that happen, these paranormal, unexplainable things. At the other extreme, you might get something as amazing as what happened at the other bed and breakfast I was to with John Zaffis and them, and which was just amazing and astounding, and I learned a lot, and I still haven't officially talked about that on the show, but I will eventually when we get John's
approval,
pick up.
Yeah.
But that would be the other extreme. We came down here Friday night, and we got here and we unpacked some stuff. We were shown our rooms, and I'm actually staying in Rachel's room. Rachel is the ghost of the little girl, she's the little girl who was here at the Whispers, who ended up perishing because on Christmas Day, or well, she'd gotten on fire from back in those days.
She'd gotten on, wait, she'd gotten on fire, Doug?
She'd seen us all the show.
She'd gotten caught on fire.
Thank you.
Because I thought she just randomly walked in.
Because, you know, I went out yesterday, I got on fire a couple of times.
Though. I'm thinking, like, spontaneously, yeah, like boom. Stephen King.
Yeah.
Fire starter.
Just a couple of creepy legs sitting in front of a table. Remember, like, you know, like, well, I'm sorry, Doug, but you know, spontaneous human combustion.
Mm-hmm.
Every picture you see is just the legs, and that creeps me out every time. No, it creeps. It's not funny. It's not funny, but at the same time, because I'm like, you always see those creepy two legs sitting mm-hmm. there and nothing else, and it's like, ugh. All right, so she
caught on fire.
Caught on fire. Sorry.
How did she catch on fire?
Caught on fire by a candle.
My grammar Nazis here. Look out.
You know, that's how they would light their Christmas trees back then, was with candles. Mm. And then she you know, died as a result of that.
Yeah.
And I, now I don't think she ever really left, because she definitely put in an appearance last night.
Wow.
I was completely flabbergasted. I don't even know where to begin.
Well, I know when you call me this morning, Doug, and I mentioned this to you before the show, Christy, when I kind of was telling you our plans for the night and kind of the changes we had. Doug and I have been working together forever, it seems like now, and we're both like, I think, Doug, you really put that really well, was that, you know, I think both of us are, even you, Bonnie, I'm sure you are, we're pretty conditioned now, unfortunately, with a lot of places where we're
we
like,
keep
oh.
that skepticism up.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, I think I mentioned it to you a couple weeks ago. I mean, I started out, like, really, like, oh, I want to see something, and then I went to, like, skeptical, and now I've actually shifted over to, like, to almost cynical in some situations,
yeah.
I think, where it's like, here we go again, right? And I think, Doug, we're kind of in the same boat with that. But when you called me this morning, it was like, dude, I don't even know. He's like, I'm in shock right now. I don't even know what to tell you, but we need to make this thing happen tonight, okay? So my antlers popped up right there, and I'm like, okay, whatever it takes, we need to make it happen.
His antlers are popped up,
yes,
by the
way.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Well, you know, it is
they're
a holiday.
They're cute, you know.
Ching, ching, ching. You know,
I like them.
But, I mean, yeah, you were really, really, like, freaked out about this, Doug.
And I am. I am on the verge.
He's already
of
planning the return trip to Whisper.
I want to go.
He literally is. I talked to him on the way here.
Yeah.
He was like, I am bringing you down here on a weekend, and we're staying here.
I seriously want to go with you guys. Let
we
me
can
know.
Work that out. Yeah, definitely. All right, Doug, so you're freaked out. What now?
See, what's interesting is Friday night was more of a relaxing night and a fun night. Friday night was a fun and relaxing night. We did some half-hearted investigating, but it wasn't a complete. You know, it was more like a rival pay, and it was fun. And there were some other couples here who we talked ghosts all night, among other things, and. One of the things that we did Friday night was we did pop in a copy of Children of the Grave.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, being here where Rachel hangs around
yeah.
and watching her on the show, the Children of the Grave show,
mm-hmm.
was quite creepy in its own right.
Now,
know?
I haven't seen
and very,
it. I'm sorry. How old was Rachel?
Doug?
Rachel? She was 8.
He's talking to her right now.
Rachel, how old are you?
Oh, yes, 8.
He did. He just looked over at her.
I was eight years old.
Okay, ethereal being, how old are you?
You've really tapped into the power, Doug.
You've
you have
got
the
mediumship.
That's it. The force is now
here.
With you.
I tell you, it's here. It just happens. You just lean over and ask her any question you want.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. But so we watched it. It was a fun night. It was an interesting night. It was also, for me, an early night. I sort of lost all my steam around midnight, and I just went up to bed, and I slept absolutely wonderfully. I needed the sleep, and I fell asleep at midnight. I don't know if anything happened afterwards. I didn't even ask.
Mm-hmm.
I just, the next day, the other couples were packing up and leaving, and they took off, and then we went to dinner. When we came back, we met a ghost hunter. There's a fellow named Van, and where did he come from? He comes from Indy, Indianapolis, and he is the area. And he comes in, and he's like, I do video. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, this is perfect because we do audio. We have, and I showed him our equipment. And we have the condenser microphones,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
you know the USB condenser microphones
yeah,
that we've talked
yeah.
about. I have one. Sean Burris has one. We have our laptops. We were all set to get EVPs and audio.
Mm-hmm.
When he was hooking up to get video. So he wired the house. I mean, he put cameras in every corner. It was just incredible. And he has a DVR system, and he's going to check out the video and see if we got anything to accompany the audio that we got. And so we visited with him for quite a while. He has been to this house several times. And he has been coming back because of the activity that he's experienced and recorded,
mm-hmm.
and then yes, even missed recording, you know, because every ghost hunter has that, I didn't have my camera, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got them too. We all have them.
Mm-hmm.
And, so he comes back to the house because of the activity. And of course, because it is relaxing and absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
So for history purposes, for haunting purposes, he returns, and I don't blame him. So we were getting to know Van, and he set up for quite a while. I guess it takes a long time to set up this equipment.
Well, we've worked with Kenny before. I mean, you know, the guy spends like 12 hours setting up equipment, right?
Yes, yes.
I mean, that's just a walk in the park for me. I see that all the time.
Mm-hmm. As long as I'm not the one doing it.
Yeah.
And in all actuality, when the cameras went up when we did our investigation at the Sally House, everyone was sleeping except for me and Sean, so.
That is true, too.
Yeah.
However, he sets up, and while he's setting up, Jared has some more guests come over, and they were over not to spend the night, but they were over on a social visit.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to meet, Kim M.
Who are you consulting with, Doug?
Exactly, Sean.
I'm talking with Jared.
Jared. You're talking with Jared?
And then, yes, and then her daughter and her daughter's friend.
We should just patch Jared in.
He's actually going to be on the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
Oh, so they get Jared, we get you.
We got Rob. We get Doug on the
show. No, we're talking to corporate about
this. Bull.
I don't want you. I want Jared.
Wow.
Hey.
I didn't say anything. We get Doug all the time. It's old hat.
Hey, I tell you what, Doug, do me a favor. Tell Jared we said hello.
The ghost of Hunter says hello. He says hello back.
See, what's creepy is you don't hear him in the background.
I know. Swear you're talking to a ghost.
I think you're talking to I think Doug's talking to himself. I think this Jared guy doesn't even exist.
So we were talking. Kim and her daughter
yeah.
and her daughter's friend, they're over.
Mm-hmm.
The two girls are in their teens,
mm-hmm.
okay, which I think helped a lot.
Ghost mm-hmm. magnets,
but,
sure.
So that's totally. Who was in the house. There was Jared Marshall, the owner of the Whispers Estate,
mm-hmm.
Myself, Sean Burris, Van, the ghost hunter from just north of Indy, Kim, her daughter, and her daughter's friend. So there were that was it in the house.
Okay.
And well, that was it. Who at least you know is alive currently at the time. So we're all sitting around the parlor.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, after all
that
the equipment got set up, and we're all sitting around the parlor and we're visiting.
Yeah.
Smoking
and
cigars. Mm-hmm.
Did you all have your smoking? You had your smoking jackets on.
You were
smoking cigars,
right?
You were all in the parlor.
Well, we were in the parlor, but we were not smoking cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking here happens out on the porch, around the little ashtray thingy that they have. The so we're all just visiting, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were enjoying each other's company, getting to know each other, talking about things, and we were, of course, doing, I guess, what you do here at the Whispers, and that is talking to Rachel. We were inviting Rachel to talk to us. We were, trying to include her in our evening.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly she showed up. And when she shows up, it's quite dramatic. You know it. It starts with interesting electrical variations. There will be a huge drop in temperature.
Really?
And then people will start hearing things, and they'll hear, evidently, I didn't hear this, but you'll hear like the buildup of an energy, like somebody who is preparing to speak. You know, there's certain things that happen. You're going to take a breath in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to get ready. You're going to, you know, tense your vocal cords, whatever you have to do. Evidently, there's something equivalent that happens here, only on the other side, and there's this energy buildup, and then suddenly you've got it. You've got audible EVPs.
Well, here's the thing, Doug. I mean, we've talked about that several times on the show, whether it be for visual type things, you know, if people are taking photos or video or even audio, which we're going to be kind of focusing on tonight. We've always kind of that theory, and I stress the word theory, has been discussed 1,000 times on here about this buildup thing, that it takes a massive amount of output for one of these beings to actually say something.
Yeah, that's strong.
Well, yeah, I mean, it takes a lot for one, and that's the theory, right? I mean, that's what we've discussed before, that it takes a lot of output. So it sounds like there is like this power generation that's going on from what you're describing, Doug. That it takes a lot of time and a lot of preparation for Rachel to maybe say something to you guys. Am I on the right track with that, Doug?
That's exactly how it seemed. And what's interesting is, as far as that goes, the theory of how much energy it takes to do this, it's so bizarre because I am still speechless and a bit numb, and I still don't understand fully what happened last night. I don't know if I ever will, but I'm still at the very, very beginning stages of understanding what happened.
Yeah.
But it's amazing because the only thing that I could think of that was on this level ever, I mean, yeah, there's a few notorious cases, right,
yeah,
with this amount of energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Enfield poltergeist, the haunting in Connecticut, but the one that this quote more closely resembles to me, only without the malice and without the focus, of evil, because this is not, it doesn't seem evil or mean at all. It just seems very benign and fun and interesting and communicative. So this has a different property or quality that way. But the closest thing as far as the amount of power that it would take to do this kind of phenomena is going to be, I believe, the Bell Witch.
Mm. Well, it wasn't, I mean, obviously, you're talking to us, Doug. Nobody's been harmed at this weekend, am I correct?
Correct.
That's because I wasn't there. I'd have smacked Doug 100 times had I been there.
We're just going to blow through the break, right, Doug?
Please.
Yeah, we'll just blow through the break.
As much as I love the independent artists and the independent music,
you're
going to
kill
them. I really
him
want
if you
to tell the story.
What's that?
You'd kill him if you had the break.
I don't know. He'd kill me.
I actually think it would be kind of fun. Let's go to break.
No, let's go. Sorry, Doug. We're going to break. No, we got a lot to cover here still. We got a lot to cover here still. The thing, that's the thing that still has me kind of shocked here myself, Doug, is that you've repeated this over and over again, that you're still kind of in shock about this. And one thing I want to clear up right now, because I got a few emails on this week, right? You know, we had Ron Amatron on the show last week, Doug. You were here for that, obviously, right?
Yes, we did, yeah.
You know, and I got a few emails this week from people, and a lot of them were very positive. They were very cool. People were like, you know, I listened to the archive, or I listened to you guys live, and when Ron called in the creation lightship, I did feel something kind of strange, right? It was kind of weird. I'm just trying to make, what I want to do is, what we're talking about here tonight, this is something that's really going on. This is something that Doug actually documented, and we're going to be playing a lot of stuff here. I just don't want people thinking we're turning this thing into reality TV or something on here. You know what I'm saying? Because the last couple of weeks have been, there's some really exciting things going on here the last couple of weeks. And, you know, this is obviously what you spent your weekend doing, Doug.
This is news breaking.
Yeah, news breaking, exactly. You follow what I'm saying, Doug?
Well, what's interesting is this is, was sort of accidental in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
That I'm even here. I was supposed to be in San Francisco with Bonnie and Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And We were supposed to be going to Alcatraz and doing the Haunted Hate walking tour with Tommy Nett's band and you know, buying something on Market Street. I don't know.
Something for my mom.
Yeah, and so we were supposed to be doing all these things, and what was it, two Mondays ago, I called up Bonnie and said, Bonnie, about San Francisco. She said, don't even talk to me about San Francisco till Wednesday.
I was so fried from traveling.
Yeah.
So, what are you talking about? She says, if you say one more word about San Francisco, I'm not going. And I'm like, that is kind of what I was talking about, actually. So,
yeah.
I'll continue. Mm-hmm. And so we canceled San Fran and decided to, you know, do other things. And the thing that I decided to do was to come and hang with Sean. And Sean decides to,
do this trip.
Book us at the Whispers, which is, changed my life.
And
now.
I decided that I didn't like either one of you enough to come down and love you.
My point being with that is just that, though, Doug, you know, this is stuff that's really going on. I don't want people thinking that we're like, oh my God, dun, dun, dun,
yes.
You know, oh, we're going to be abducted right now as we speak. We're gone. Ah!
I don't think you're portraying that at all.
We do that all the time, though.
I just want to make sure it's clear. Yeah, but, you know, I appreciate that. Is somebody kind of on the outside here?
Right.
I appreciate that, though, Christy. Thank you.
No, so, I don't. I
based
don't
on Christy's
that.
Information, forget what I said for the last 5 minutes.
Yes. Let's roll on to the EVP.
Yeah, Doug, do you want to play some of these, or did you want to, is there more that you wanted to explain about this? Because I want to hear what you felt. It's about the experience here.
Mm-hmm.
What happened, man?
Well, that's the thing. I'm still a little bit, like I said, numb, or, you know, I just don't understand what it is. And I don't like that. I've been studying the paranormal for years, right, decades. I've been into it, you know, for 7 or 8 years, and I've been talking about it on Ghostly Talk we're in our sixth year.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know a lot of people. I've met a lot of people. I've heard a lot of stories. And people, you know, people have wide and varying stories, and I love each and every one of them. I love the people and the stories. And the thing is, this has chilled me to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
I am absolutely flabbergasted that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put it in words yet, because my own thoughts are still quite jumbled.
Well, yeah, you haven't processed it yet. That's what it sounds like.
I have not processed it yet. I can't speak intelligently because about it. Well, even
could you try?
Could I try?
Oh, wow!
I'm just kidding.
Well, no. Here's the thing I find interesting about that, though, Doug, is just the countless times we discussed this in the past, that when a man or a woman has an experience of this sort, they go through a process of trying to encode this thing into information for themselves. To put, you know, by nature, a human being has to organize things and put them into systems so they make sense to that particular person,
yeah,
right?
You try to make it logical.
Try to make it logical, exactly. And it sounds like that's what you're going through, Doug, and I hate to use you as a guinea pig, but...
But we're gonna.
We're gonna, yeah, regardless. It sounds like you're going through. It's a great example of what happens when you have an experience like this. What you go through. You follow what I'm saying?
We dissect you next. By the way.
Yeah, we're going to dissect you next. Sorry.
Well, if anytime you've ever been touched by a spirit, it's that really you'd go through that. Anytime you've ever been touched.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to process this.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened to me? Right.
Right.
I don't think. I mean, I think it's easier said than done. Bottom line.
Absolutely. Unless you've been through it, you can't even vocalize it. So I understand what he's going through.
Are you okay, Doug?
Yes, let's try some of the EVPs, because I want you to hear some of the stuff that I went through last night. Now, and first let me set this up real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
We're sitting in the parlor. Everything is fairly dark. We have the lights on very, very low. Van is here, the ghost hunter from Indy, Jarrett, the owner, myself and Sean, and then there was one other person here who I didn't mention.
Ask Jared.
Bridget.
Yeah. Jared, who was the other person? No. It was indeed Bridget. Bridget was here.
Okay.
And so that was one other person. So there were a total of four female, 1, 2, 3, 4 females, 1, 2, 3, 4 males in the house. Yeah, so 4 and 4. And we're all sitting here in the parlor, and we're having a conversation.
Okay.
And remember, here's what happened. My recorder was upstairs. It's my laptop.
Yeah, yeah.
My laptop is hooked to the USB condenser microphone. That's upstairs, sitting in the hallway upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Sean was here in the parlor with his laptop and his USB condenser microphone, and they're hooked up down here in the parlor. We figured that way we had condensers on the first floor and a condenser on the second floor.
Okay.
Also, we had peppered throughout the house, almost in every corner, one of Van's video cameras. But video cameras, he hasn't reviewed the footage yet. You know, that'll be forthcoming. But right now, this is some of the audio off of my condenser microphone that was upstairs.
And this thing is sensitive.
Yeah.
This is a sensitive microphone, too. It's a condenser mic. They're very sensitive. So
very sensitive. Now, remember, we're sitting downstairs in the parlor.
Mm-hmm.
The condenser microphone is upstairs in the hallway. So what you're hearing when you hear us talk, we're quite a ways from the condenser microphone. You can hear us very, very clearly. Go ahead and play it. And
which one?
Start with one.
You want me to start with one. Now, there's three different ones. Which one do you want? The presentation one?
I want presentation. What the format is that's on popular radio on like the coast to coast. I put it where it's the raw data. I amplified the data one step. I pulled it into Audacity, said amplify, it amplifies it. Then I repeated it twice,
okay.
And then I repeated it again at 30% slower.
Okay.
So it's going to be raw, then just the EVP. And then 30% slower.
Okay.
And all of it's been amplified one step.
Well, thank you, Doug, for actually giving us some bleed on the ends, too. We discussed this earlier. Please give me some bleed on the ends so we know what's going on. And this looks great, Doug, by the way. This is awesome. Now, one thing I want to note also before we get into this, I haven't even listened to these. Bonnie hasn't listened to these, and neither has Christy. I just put the folder on the computer and unzipped it and threw it on the WinApp, and we're going to be hearing this for the first time along with you guys that are listening live right now. So I'm going to play the presentation one first. I'm going to pull our mics out and let this puppy go. All right, here we go. What I find interesting here, Doug, you heard this audibly, am I correct?
Yes. And I didn't hear it, though, over the phone. You didn't bring up the volume.
Oh, crap! Sorry! Okay. We'll do it again.
But that's okay.
I got you in now. No, but okay. You know what? You know this. You know this, obviously, though. You've been editing it all afternoon.
I just created it this afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to take
it. You didn't create anything.
No, you didn't create it.
You
wanted
the C word. No.
You edited it.
You edited it. But no, let's play again.
I had taken last night's recording, and I had to edit it in that presentation format.
Let's play it one more time. I want to play it again, all right? Let's just do it one more time here. Here we go. You heard it that time, didn't you, Doug?
Yes.
Again, somebody heard this audibly. This wasn't just something you guys recorded.
We all heard this audibly.
Wow.
Everybody in the house heard it audibly.
And you can tell that whole energy buildup. You can feel it. even off of the EVP.
Well, it sounds like kind of like a kind of whooshing sound, kind of. I'm just going to play it again, like part of it again. Or we have
what's interesting. What's interesting, and I want to explain this real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Very important. When now, remember, this is a condenser microphone on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
We heard these sounds coming from the second floor. These sounds should have been 500 times louder on the microphone than they actually are.
Mm.
I'm perplexed.
Let me
as to why the sound that's there was not louder. When we heard it, it was loud to us.
It feels very different dimensional.
Well, yeah, it's like it doesn't sound like it belongs there.
Right.
Let me play the unedited one, Doug. Can I play that?
Okay. Yep.
Again, that, I mean, that's obviously the, it was brought down a lot. That's the uncut audio, correct, Doug?
Right,
that's the original. I mean, it's cut.
Other than chop it out.
Let's try let's try the amplified one now, also that you gave me.
Okay. Oh my God, that's ringing around the rosy. That was ringing around the rosy.
I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say.
Let's go to number two, and I hope you all are sitting down.
Okay, we're going to play this one then. This is the second one that you guys got. This and I appreciate you being so informative about this, too. This is about 1 hour and 13 minutes into this thing. Am I correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
We were recording
of this.
Right. We were chatting. We were having fun. We were learning about each other. We were talking. We were singing. Obviously, we were singing nursery rhymes sometimes and trying to get Rachel included in our conversation. And so, it's 1 hour and 13 minutes into our recording.
All right, here we go. Let's give it a shot. Now, who was singing there again, Doug?
That was Sean.
Sean? Okay, and he was singing Ashes.
At the beginning,
Ashes, Ashes, or I don't know the nursery rhyme that well.
We all fall down,
okay. And then there was something on the end of that. I'm going to play it again, just with the presentation file, Doug.
Okay.
All right, so I mean, there's obviously a voice there, Doug. There's obviously something that popped up. I don't know exactly what's being said, though, that time. Do you want to front load that one and just tell people what you guys think you got?
She says, ring around my house. Here's the thing. When you're physically here with your human ears, okay?
Yeah.
We heard that as loud as anything. Loud as a train going through. I mean, this is loud, and these things are audible to your ears. The interesting thing about these is they do not pick up on the condenser microphone or any microphone as clear as you hear it with your ears, which is so odd because you hear our voices. We are far, far, far away physically in the house, around corners, up a staircase, around two other corners, and that's where the condenser mic is. It the condenser mic should have been, like, totally picking it up louder than ever. We heard this with our ears very, very loud and coming from upstairs.
Now, I just want to know, I don't know how to phrase this question, but you heard this with your ears.
Right.
What was that like? I don't know how else to ask that. Because you've always heard stories from people. People always say, like, I heard a voice audibly. Like, you know, I heard a voice. I've never actually had that happen to me, Doug. I'm wondering what it felt like or what the experience was like.
Right when it was happening, complete and utter disbelief. My skin felt like it jumped 2 inches off of my skeleton. My jaw was completely, I lost all muscle control in my jaw, and my mouth hung open, and I was drooling, and I must have looked like I went to school without clothes on, because I was just completely a babe. I couldn't think for myself. I was flabbergasted.
Let me try the amplified one of this one, too, just to put it out there.
Okay.
Man,
I mean, that's clear.
It's clear, yeah. That's the thing, is it's so clear, and that's what just has me blown away right now. Do you want to move on to three, Doug?
Let's do this. This is where it becomes less clear and more, I think three and four and five are less clear and more kind of creepy. So let's go on to three real quick. How much time do we have?
Well, we got like 13 minutes here. We got some time. But what
the only thing that we might do, we might skip four. But
I'm prepared. I tried to contact Roxy on this before the show a couple times, but I think we may be able to work with Roxy on this if you want to cut into her time a little bit. I don't think she'll have a huge problem with it.
Okay.
I mean, we can try.
Maybe. We may or may not need it. So
let's
do three. And remember, when we're sitting here in the parlor, we're all just sitting in the dark, and we are chatting, or it's almost dark. We have lights on very low. Almost dark. We're just chatting. And now, of course, at this time, you see how close they are together. There was 105, 113. What is this, 118?
This is 116.
Well, 116. Then we have 118 and 120, right?
So this
all happens, 15 minutes of EVPs, and it culminates in these three. These three are the ones that made us, and when we got to five, we all just jumped up and ran upstairs at that point.
I was going to ask what the reaction was, so that just sells it.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
I'm breathing.
What's with the rumble that you can actually almost feel?
You can. It's that energy.
Can you feel that?
You feel a lot of things when this stuff is going on. When the activity is happening, when the phenomena is going on, first of all, you are, as I said at the beginning of that clip, chilled to the bone. You are absolutely completely freezing. You feel like you've been standing in sub-zero weather for an hour. And that all happens within a few minutes. All of a sudden, boom, all the temperature in the air just goes away.
Yeah.
And of course, the lights flicker. And the other people in the room are just as flabbergasted and as you are. And all this, it's essentially a cacophony going on upstairs. I mean, there's just all these noises and things happening. And the thing is what we wanted to do, the reason I even put this one in here, I wanted to let everybody know, and this is going to sound so skeptical, and I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm in amazement that I had thought this when coming down here.
Uh-huh.
There's a parrot in the house.
Okay.
His name is Rayburn. He is the funnest parrot on the planet. He is so friendly and happy, and he's got a vocabulary for days, okay? And I actually thought, coming into this. Okay, are you ready for this?
Yeah,
I thought I knew that there was a parrot in the house. And I thought, well, obviously the parrot's doing all this. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And when I was sitting here though, and I got to know the parrot, and I you know, talked to the parrot, and the parrot talks to me, you know. When I was sitting here in the foyer,
did you exchange numbers?
I'm sorry, I had to.
The parrot's going to be calling you soon, Bonnie.
Oh, great.
yeah, it's going to. Anyway, he's asleep at this time. The parrot's covered up. When the parrot's covered up, it's completely silent. The sounds that you hear, and I sat in the front room with the parrot cage uncovered and mm-hmm. him talking, and you know that it's the parrot talking. It's coming from the dining room from the direction that the parrot's in. These noises don't come from him. They don't come from the back of the house at all. They come from the staircase and the upstairs. I understand that. Is this true? Did the parrot? There's been times when people have heard this without the parrot even here. Yeah. So the parrot just happens to be here now. But even without the parrot, this cacophony of noises goes on.
That one was just creepy.
So I was ready to debunk.
Mm-hmm.
I was totally ready to debunk and say, you can't prove a thing. And you know what? I got my attitude adjusted.
Sounds like Amber when I don't want to take her to Famous Dave's, actually. That's what she's That's what that voice I'm telling you. Listen, here, listen to it. I want to hear it one more time, Doug, okay?
Okay.
I'm breathing.
Creepy.
That is
just,
creepy.
Just,
I'm
just
wondering
creepy,
if it's
man.
Some. I mean, have they had other spirits that they believe are there? Are you believing that that's Rachel? Because I don't think that's Rachel.
Right. There's actually several other spirits here, and several other folks have passed away who either are connected to the house or died in the house.
Yeah.
And so there are other spirits that could be. But
that's
we
much
we concentrate on Rachel because she seems to be the most obvious, first of all, and the most friendly and the most playful. And by the way, this is all only the audio stuff. I haven't even talked about the physical phenomena.
Well, do you want to move to number 4, Doug, or do you want to move to number 5? It's up to you.
Let's go to number. Let's. What time? How many minutes?
We got about 8 minutes, 7 minutes.
Let's do 4 and then 5 quickly, and then I'll be done.
Okay. Well, we can go longer if you want. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay.
Are you sure that wasn't the parrot, Doug?
Could we talk to the parrot?
Let's patch the parrot in right now, Doug. I want to talk to the parrot.
If we can't get Jarrett and all we're stuck with is you, can we talk to the bird?
At least talk to them. Yeah, let's talk to the animal.
Because the animals don't.
No,
lie.
You can't talk to.
Oh,
Ravers.
Come on.
That was creepy, Doug.
I hate using the C word.
I hate the C word, but that's all I can think of right now is creepy, man.
It literally sounds like my niece having a fit because she got told no.
It's heartbreaking, though, because if you think that, the spirit is crying.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Let's give it one more. I'm going to play the amplified, the shorter one. And it whooshes its way in like the tide. It kind of just kind of comes in like the tide, if you notice, at the very beginning. Is that, you guys see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they all do that.
It just kind of washes in and then washes out when it's done.
Yep.
That's
and notice that that concerned us all, obviously, because Brent...
You guys can hear it. You're yelling up the stairs.
You're yelling up the stairs.
Yeah. That's what's got me so freaked out, Doug, is you guys are yelling up the stairs going, it's okay, calm down, it's cool. That's
right.
Man.
That noise was so loud to us. Now, on the recording, again, did not pick up. It did not successfully reproduce what we heard. That is what we heard, yes.
Yeah, but much lower in the mix.
It should have been where that condenser microphone was. Yeah. It should have been so loud as to just break your eardrums, you know, on the recording, or even peak so far that I wouldn't have had to amplify it. But it's so incredibly soft. On the recording that I saw the amplifier, and I was shocked when it happened because I expected these EVPs to be just as if you and I were
screaming loud,
talking. And I do have the original. I did not throw it away. I even sent you the original clip.
I got them right here. Let's move to five, so, Doug. We only got a couple minutes here, unfortunately.
Let's go to five.
All right. I want to hear this. You want to set this up really quick at all, or do you just want to play it?
Just play it and be seated.
All right, here we go.
That was not for this next one.
No, it did not. It absolutely did not.
Shh. Oh, my God. It's the same thing. I've got that password twice.
Turn it off.
God, that is heartbreaking, Doug. That sounds so sad, man.
And I stood out of spite.
Seriously, Doug, that sounds so sad.
I was I was frightened. I did not want to go upstairs alone, that's for sure. I didn't want to even go to the bedroom alone or sleep alone. We all, after that happened, and mind you, you're only getting a paltry recording on very high-end sophisticated equipment, but you are getting just a recording. It does not even compare to what it sounds like in real life. And when we heard that, we all stood up. Essentially, Jarrett stood up and he's like, we have to go up and help her. We have to help her. We have to find out what's going on up there. We have to help her. And this is not right.
You know what freaks me out, though, is you've got that sing-songy thing, and then you have this dark energy, and then you have her crying.
That last one especially was just
And then you wonder if that dark energy is playing with her, though.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So
Doug, can we...
We all made our way upstairs.
Yeah.
On the way up the stairs, a ball rolled down the stairs at us, a bouncing ball. You know, just a little like a ball that you play jacks with kind of thing.
Yeah.
That rolled down the stairs at us, so we didn't know what to do with that. We found a jack, you know, because one of the things that people give Rachel when they come and stay at the bed and breakfast is you know, toys.
Mm-hmm.
And little dollies and things, and sure, people have brought jacks, you know, because kids play with jacks. And so we found a jack that was out of place. We went up to the attic. We hung out there a little bit. Then we went down to the second floor. We hung out there a little bit. We came back down. And I think that was about it for the night.
This is insane. This is completely insane, Doug. I'm dead serious here. No joking around anymore. This is completely crazy, dude. I have never heard anything.
Do you understand now why I called you at 10 in the morning?
Yeah, well, no, yeah. I mean, I believed you before that. You know that. But This is just unbelievable. I'm just totally blown away right now. I don't even know what to say. Can we put these up on the site for download? Can we do that with the archive? Do you want us to do that?
Yes, please, I do. So I want you to put it up. I want people to get that. I also want to ask, I have to figure it out because it's like a 127 megabyte file. It's a huge file, but I would like to make at least the first hour we don't need people, you know, they don't need to go through that. But maybe especially that 15 minutes, I might, or maybe, and maybe a minute before and a minute after.
Let's follow it up, yeah. If we need to put it up as a bonus archive later, we can do that, Doug, if you whatever you want to do with that.
Raw archive up with no editing, no anything. Just chop it off the beginning, chop it off the end, so that people have that unedited, complete 15 or maybe 17 minutes around there, and put that up, because I want people to analyze this and get a feeling for it. And I also want people to come here with their own equipment and come and stay at the bed and breakfast on the weekends and try and figure out what's going on here. Because I, honestly, I don't know.
I want to note that any of the EVPs we've ever put up on the site have always been in raw form, too. We've always put the raw. We've put up our edited versions, but we've always given the source file, too, for any of the EVP stuff we put up on the site. And when we follow up this, if you want to do that, Doug, we're going to put the source files up again also, just so people can
listen to them. I want you to put the raw, the unedited, and then you can put the amplified if you want, but see, folks can amplify that. I would just do the edited and then the presentation.
All right. Hang on for a second, Doug. You're going to stay on for the rest of the show, aren't you?
I'm thinking I would like to, yes, but ever since I've been doing the show, Sean has been pointing upstairs and mouthing, "Did you hear that?" So I'm wondering if maybe Rachel's interested in what we're doing down here. So I may or may not.
Well, let's stay on the line for right now. We're going to bring Roxy on, okay?
Okay.
We're going to take a break, and then we're going to bring Roxy on, all right? But stay on for as long as you can. You know, if you got to drop off, it's no problem. We can just do it. We can just play it by ear like that. But, okay, there it is.
One thing I want to do before we go out to break is where I'm staying is called the Whispers Estate. You can find it on the internet at whispersestate.com. I'm pretty sure we're going to put a link up and everything like that, though. And it's completely flabbergasted me, and I really don't know what's going on, and I do want people to figure this out.
Hang tight for 1 second, Doug. This is Ghostly Talk. I am Scott L.
I'm Bonnie.
I'm Christy.
And we'll be right back after this.